Well, comrades, I have had my one day off, which of course was yesterday. Starting from tomorrow, it's back to business. We will invade Australia and take over their country, but right now we will have yet another dinner party. And since my mother is away listening to Pavarotti perform, we can make as much madness as we like. I have a list of all my Iraqi friends here. Let's see, Mr. Dodd, are you here?
Yes, Saddam.
Mr. Bear?
Here, Saddam.
Dr. Evil?
I'm here, Saddam Hussein.
David Letterman?
I'm here, Saddam. I'm going to broadcast this on film, but I do hope that I don't get blown away by your hi-fi feedback again.
Mr. Jerry Springer himself?
I hear Mr. Hussein, world leader, or will be very soon.
Jerry. My prisoner, Boreen? Yes, Saddam, let's get this over with. Someone who should be at the opera with my mother, Boreen's mother.
Yes, Saddam, I'll be telling your mother what you were doing if you play up with me. Understand, you stupid imbecile.
Clinton's wife, Hillary?
Yes, glad to be here.
Mr. Beach? Yes, I may have gained several stone, but I think this chair will hold. Break one of my chairs, Beachy, and you're through, you piece of English shite. Okay, it's Pretorius here. I'm here, Saddam. And is a fake cartoon character and lowly bank clerk Stanley Ipkiss here?
I'm here. I only have a few points to buy myself a pee, and unfortunately I didn't bring my mask here today, so I can't go mad.
And of course, my comrades. Well then, what the hell are we waiting for? Let's boogie! Meanwhile, at the opera, la 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 Woman, woman, stop screaming! You're smashing all our windows!
Shut the fuck up, you imbecile! This is a fucking opera house, for crying out loud! There shouldn't be any freaking windows in here for a start!
Please, just leave!
Alright then!
Meanwhile, backstage... La, what a beautiful evening! Why is there glass in my dressing room? Yow, it sliced my foot! Somebody come and clear this gag up right now!
Hello, Pavarotti! Fine concert you've staged!
Thank you, woman, you're trespassing in my room, and if you don't get out, I'll call the police!
I'm a great fan of yours, Pavarotti. Don't you like having any fans?
No, woman. Fans are only used to cool you off. Now please bog off, you stupid woman.
I've come halfway across Iraq to see you perform, Pavarotti.
I don't give a fuck, woman. For the last and final time, just leave my fucking room.
You know that Saddam Hussein's insane mother is going to get you executed unless you have your ass and let me in.
Saddam Hussein, he's your son, I didn't know that, but I still don't care. I'm leaving tomorrow anyway, ha 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 ha.
Ah, yank it towards the window.
Oh, my ears, you are the worst fun I've had! In years, farewell, I must be going back to wherever the hell I came from. Back.
Oh,
no! Back at the dinner party.
So, Mr. Ipkiss, I heard you have a mask with mysterious powers. I've seen the show on Cartoon Network. Yeah, I threw it in the ocean about 100 times. The minute some joker knocks over some old woman in Edge City, I'll find it again. The only time pieces of shit like me get invited to a party. Well, I'm in a party now. Bagged any hot ones? From the shit I just took, I've mostly been standing facing the corner of the room.
Break it down!
So, Mr. Peach, are you on a weight loss program? I found that quite offensive. I only weigh 22 stone. Yes, well, in America, that is considered enough to fill a room. Well, I don't find it a problem. Life's just fine for the fat guy, apart from all the loose chairs and the buffets you denied. Well, considering I saw you earlier, Mr. Peach, you consumed half the dining room table. Yes, well, nobody would have wanted to eat the Iraqi twiglet delight anyway.
Today I've got a few questions to ask a few people. Hello, old man. Please introduce yourself. I'm Mr. Dodd, a boring old fart. And you are?
Mr. Peach, former deputy head of what is now Nest in Iraq School.
You two are boring. I don't want to talk to you.
So, Saddam, I was thinking, you know, me and my mother are good friends and all. Would you slightly consider releasing my son from the depths of the Iraqi dungeons?
No, I would think not. So, what's your line of work then, Letterman?
I am a chat show presenter. But, however, I've recently been in hospital due to being blown away by feedback. Now, how about you, Bareen?
I'm a political prisoner, living on bread and water, incarcerated by our madman party host, Saddam Hussein, no brain.
So, do you miss Clinton, Hillary?
Not particularly. Monica does. I feel the American public is more bothered about whether they can watch WCW or WWF.
I prefer WWF.
Yeah, me too. WCW is like watching paint dry, and it's a pile of shite. What did
Clinton prefer?
Well, I thought he didn't give a fuck, but in his will, he gave me 20 WCW videos.
Everybody, stop talking and shut the fuck up. Silence! I have a few words to say.
Saddam, clean your room! Told you couldn't have a party till you cleaned all those WCW videos off the floor.
But mother, I am entertaining. I just can't fuck off and clean my room.
Well, Saddam, you know what I'll do, don't you?
Sing in my room?
Yes, the TV will be obliterated into pieces all over the carpet. Just like Pavarotti's dressing room.
Huh?
Yes, Saddam. Let's just say that he's encountered a voice higher than his own.
In the Iraqi news tonight, superstar opera performer is on permanent leave thanks to the total obliteration of his dressing room by what we could say only could be some sort of ultrasonic source. Pavarotti had no comment except to say,
get the camera out of my face!